Welcome to today's episode, where we are looking at Dan Sullivan's 10X concept and how it applies to you as a mastermind facilitator. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs. And I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well, so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. So I've been diving into Dan Sullivan's book, 10X is Easier Than 2X, through Audible. So I've been listening to it, which I highly recommend. I absolutely love it. And let me know if you've been listening to it or reading it, but I do recommend it. So your job as a mastermind facilitator is to help foster the transformative growth of your members towards their big audacious goals. And this is one of the places that I think the 10X concept really applies well. And so I wanted to talk about it in today's episode, about how you as a mastermind facilitator can foster that mindset, the 10X mindset that Dan Sullivan talks about, with your group and what that looks like. And not only the group, but you as well. So let's dive in. First, when you think about the 10X concept, this is all about, as a mastermind facilitator, creating a culture, first of all, where it's safe and encouraged to think this way and to take big actions that might bring failure more easily. And Dan Sullivan talks about failure, and I know you know all about failure and how it's feedback and how it helps you get to where you're going faster. I know we've been always working on our mindset to reframe what failure means, that it really means that you are on the path to success if you're failing. I always love the saying that the person who has success has failed more than the person who's never tried. And so that helps us to really embrace failure as a great thing. So in any case, you want to be encouraging that in your mastermind, the big risks, the big goal setting, and the failing. And that when you do that, you encourage people to bounce back faster, and you are helping them to not hit that really big dip when they hit a setback on their way to their big audacious goal. So the mastermind culture plays a really important role, and you as the mastermind facilitator really help set that culture from the start. So it all comes as a facilitator from, first of all, attracting the right people to the group and curating the group with that mindset to have it be filled with the people who are going to be more readily able to embrace that. And then once they're in the group, it remains your role to continue to foster that through different ways of leading with grace and leading with example. So setting the culture is really important. Now let's talk about, what does it mean to set a 10X goal? As you help your members do this, and you can think about it for yourself as well, what does that look like? So first of all, when you set a 10X goal, you have to think about what is uncomfortable to you, what feels unnatural. In the book, he tells a story about how this one person is asked, what would it be like? Do you think it would be possible for you to reach $1 million in your business this year? And the business owner thought about it and said, I probably could achieve that. It might be a stretch, but I probably could. So then the next question was asked, well, could you reach 10 million this year? And the person said, no, that just doesn't seem possible. So then the 10 million would be an example of a 10X goal. And so think about it for you. What would that look like? Or, you know, when you talk to your mastermind members, talk in that way with them. What seems within reach? You might think about it as you might do that already with your clients or your members by setting good, better, and best goals. It's those best goals. But I think oftentimes when we set those best goals, we really don't spend enough time brainstorming around that to try and envision what that actually means and what it would actually take. So number one is setting the big, audacious, uncomfortable goal. So once you set that goal, the next step is to formulate the plan to get there. And that plan needs to be concrete in the sense that it needs to be trackable. It can't be something so out there that it's not really trackable. Think about ways that you can actually track the growth. So making it trackable. Also, making those steps small enough so that you can achieve them, so that you're able to look at what's next and move towards it. So even though these steps might be broken down into small pieces, don't be confused. That doesn't mean the goal is small. It's just the steps you're taking to get there. And the reason is because when you set out your steps towards this big audacious goal, this 10X goal, your steps are going to be completely different than if you were just setting a 2X goal. And that's kind of the whole point of Dan's book, is that you are not doing the 2X goal, which technically looks like doing more work. It's typically work harder. A 2X goal game plan is typically do more, work harder, start from what you've been doing already and double it. But that just leads to burnout. It leads to exhaustion. It typically does not lead to a scalability type of model. That's why you don't want to think about the 2X. You want to think about the 10X, and the steps to the 10X are different than the steps to the 2X. The 2X is going to be incremental steps. The 10X is going to be more of skipping things, you know, taking bigger leaps. Maybe it's getting a hold of a different type of mentor. Maybe it's talking to somebody different to see if they can help you. So I like what Dan talks about in his other book, Who Not How, because this is a really great example of, as you're planning your steps, to think about it in that way. Who can help me with these things? Who's a good person to hire to do some of these things? And that's the who, not how concept. And that's typically a really good 10X way to think. So you want to plan those steps, make them concrete, and then break them down small enough. And then what you want to do is get support. Getting support is a really great thing that all successful people do. If you have support as you're taking these steps, you're going to get there so much faster than somebody who doesn't get support. So getting support is always so important with getting there faster. And then the next step is implementing consistency. And this is where that whole concept of not giving up, when you hit roadblocks, when you experience failure, to stay consistent. And so much of staying consistent is all about your support system, because we know as mastermind leaders that that's the whole idea about a mastermind, is that you can't do it alone. And if you try and do it alone and you hit those setbacks and you experience those failures, it takes so much more effort to generate that resiliency inside of you than it would if you had a group around you. So if you have a group around you, it takes much less effort on your part to keep going and to get through that hard time. You can get through it so much faster with the right support, which will help you stay consistent. And we want to stay consistent. So a lot of all of this is undergirded with the whole concept of building your capability, of building your confidence, because before you start towards this 10X path, it's already assumed you don't have the capability to do it. And if you don't have the capability, it's just a given that you don't have the confidence. But Dan frames it with the story of learning how to read. When you're learning how to read, you don't have that capability and you probably didn't have the confidence, but you knew to take it step by step. And soon you grew more capable and then you grew more confident. Like right now, if you were to read, you probably would feel pretty confident about it. And it's the same with moving towards your 10X goal. So you as a mastermind leader, what does that look like? How could you think about encouraging that 10X mindset in your group? Are you building that kind of culture? It can be for anything. It can be a parenting group. It can be a sewing group. It could be a business group or a group for teachers. Whatever it is, there are goals that people are setting within masterminds. And as the mastermind facilitator, it's your role to help people set those big goals. One of the greatest obstacles to setting those big goals, number one, is imposter syndrome. Oftentimes, people who are in masterminds really struggle hard with imposter syndrome because they are typically so good. And the people who are the biggest experts typically have the biggest imposter syndrome. So helping them that getting past that imposter syndrome to really believe and clear out the limited mindset that they have and to take the steps as if they have achieved that goal, as if they are that person already. And so your role is to help them to have that mindset that's so critical to achieving goals, right? Is that belief in yourself. And so you as a facilitator can really help instill people to have that belief in themselves and to encourage the group to also instill that belief in each other, really by you modeling and expecting that of the group. People rise and they will step into those shoes and become that person who believes in themselves because you have and the group has that helps them believe it and achieve it so much faster. Also, when one of the biggest obstacles as well in a mastermind group is groupthink. So groupthink is when everyone's kind of starts thinking the same. If somebody says, I'm going to set this goal. And everyone's like, yeah, set that goal. That sounds great. It would be so amazing if somebody in the group challenged and said, what would that look like if you were to think about that goal in the most uncomfortable way? What would the uncomfortable goal look like? And just to bring up that way of thinking a little bit more within the group. And I think that's a role you can take as well. And that's honestly, it's what people sign up for in a mastermind. They want to be pushed. They want to be challenged. They're paying extra and giving extra of their time to be there for that tough coaching. They want it. They know you support them, but they also want you to challenge them to grow and to think bigger and to bust through those limiting mindsets. So you as a facilitator can really take that on and take that role seriously and really encourage others to do the same in the group. So as you think about this 10X mindset as a mastermind facilitator and as a business person yourself running a mastermind, I hope that you feel inspired and challenged and encouraged to lead your group in a more powerful way and to step into your own business shoes in a more powerful way as well. If you are looking for the A to Z guide on how to have the ultimate mastermind or how to improve your mastermind, I encourage you to check out my program, The Ultimate Mastermind, because I would love to have you there. We are helping people who run their own mastermind and people who want to start their own mastermind really excel at what they do and to make it so much easier as well. So check it out wherever you are listening to this. It'll be in the show notes or the description, and I hope to see you there.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.